Welcome to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen. I'm speaking with Rohit Jain, who is involved in the Apache Triphodian project. Thank you for taking time to speak with me.
Thanks, Rich, for this opportunity.
Tell us, what is Apache Triphodian?
Yeah, so Triphodian is really a Welsh word that one of our guys came up with for transactions. And so our initial focus was really to try to bring transactional and operational workloads onto Hadoop. So we are a SQL engine, so full-blown ANSI SQL engine that brings full transactional and operational support to Hadoop, and specifically to HBase. Since then, we have sort of trying to leverage our query engine, which has got a lot more capabilities, into more analytic type workloads as well, with providing ORC support coming up in the next release. So,
tell me about somebody, some organization that is using Triphodian. What sort of a scenario, what sort of a problem would they be solving?
So I think there are different scenarios, but let me just say that there's a large need out there for folks to be moving off of either Oracle or other proprietary databases because of either scale issues or just TCO or total cost of ownership issues and things of that kind. And also to try and leverage some of the semi-structured and unstructured data, not only for analytics and BI type workloads, but also for operational workloads. So that's where we sort of come in to say, if you have a banking application where you're getting a lot of credit card transactions and commercial transactions coming into your, say, nonstop system or some IBM system mainframe, that you can essentially start offloading that by moving, like a change data capture, moving those transactions coming into a Hadoop infrastructure, where you can now offer a much wider time range of data to your customers, as well as, you know, leverage semi-structured and unstructured data along with it to provide a much richer experience for the customer. So it's and then you offload those high mission critical applications, and over time you can start moving some of those less critical applications over. And once you're more comfortable from a transactional perspective with our product, then you can even start moving some transactional applications over. And the nice part about Hadoop is you now have a single platform that can host transactions as well as this reporting and BI analytics, so you can do these closed loop analytics on the same platform. So that's kind of the best use case. This banking example is one. Until we get to the point where people are comfortable with it, we of course also doing some, you know, log analysis and those kinds of things that typically you do in the Hadoop space. And the query engine is very, very powerful in being able to do that. So,
what things are coming in the near future for Triphodian?
One of the things that we have just recently done on the transactional side of things was that we were able to provide full synchronous multi-data center full disaster recovery support. And so that's now we're completing more of that work, and also adding to that recovery in time recovery to a point in time for a transactional enterprise type workload. But now we also, like I said, we're extending the capability because our query engine is really very powerful because it's got 20 plus years of investment from Tandem Nonstop and in NeoView, Nonstop SQL and NeoView and all that. It's got a very rich heritage on not only in OLTP, but also in analytics and reporting. And so we have a very smart optimizer and execution engine that actually, if you go into more details, can differentiate why it is so much better than anything else on the market. And we are now trying to leverage that more into these ORC, which is a column store type mechanism. We're also working with a company called Ampool that is providing us access to Apache Geode, which means that we would now have a storage engine in memory as well, and leverage some of the in-memory capabilities with things like Arrow and other Apache projects that are coming along. So that's kind of the short-term vision. I mean, I think that release will be now 3 months or so out, but that's kind of our direction. So leveraging the query engine for multiple different storage engines, you know, really at the back end. I think the question becomes, why our query engine or transaction engine versus somebody else's? in end, because there are a lot of SQL solutions on the market for sure, and also in end memory. So I think that in each of the cases, like on the transactional side, if you look at the current implementations of a lot of transactional managers, they have a single transaction manager for the entire cluster, which basically limits the scale capability, because now you're having one centralized process, which is also subject to failure. Now you can have more of those, but still what happens in the H-based case, every update that happens at the region levels across the entire cluster has to go to these different transaction managers to be reconciled for conflict management. What we have done instead is we have a completely distributed architecture. So each of the nodes has its own transaction manager that does, you know, have a two-phase commit protocol. And certainly on the back-end side, on the put side, it actually, it's managed by the region. We push it down on the coprocessor of HBase. That way we have the most efficient mechanism and the most distributed mechanism of doing conflict management. So it's that deep integration between the query engine and the storage engine that we try to provide to leverage the most out of it. That's on the transaction side. On the query engine side, the differentiators are really things that we have seen in the past in the long run. Things like skew, because as you start scaling up, what you find is that there is skew in the data, not necessarily in how you've distributed the data on disk, but when you start doing joins and things like that, you will see that there are skews, and then they end up, you know, impacting certain nodes, and then the whole query takes a lot longer because of that skew, and as well as it impacts other kinds of things. So we had patented technology which actually balanced the skew out very, very effectively. And that's one of the things that we differentiate ourselves on. The other thing is something called, we call adaptive segmentation. In most cases, what happens is the query engines leverage the entire cluster to do a parallel query. What we do is, in fact, we look at the cardinalities based on statistics of the data, and we only have the degree of parallelism for the query being how many nodes does it need based on the cardinality. And what that does is it increases dramatically the concurrency that you can actually have, because you know you've got many more workloads running on the same cluster. The impact of a failure is lower and more resilience and so forth. So these are the kinds of things that we have done based on seeing and experiencing all these different workloads that makes our query engine differentiated. If you take any other query engine, I mean, if you take Oracle, SQL Server, DB2, Teradata, all these guys have been around for a long time. They have histories of about 40 years, you know, four decades. We go back about 2 to 3 decades, and that's really what it takes to build a really solid query engine, optimize it on that side.
Well, thank you for your time.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.